The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant, good Thursday morning. 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Here we are with 1 day left in the month. It's March 30th. 31 days. And then March is going to be over, and then we have to figure out what kind of April Fool's prank we're going to pull on everyone. Oh, can you imagine the number of issues that we could bring up? No, those would be serious issues. No, we got to talk about serious stuff. We can't do April Fool's on this radio program, because if we did that, then, you know, people would accuse us of hyping. And Dave Krieger, that was not a nice thing you just did. You just scared the hell out of everybody. And no, I can't do that. Just don't think it hadn't crossed my mind, but no, we can't do that. No, we're about sharing truth bombs here. We're not about dropping the real ones. At least none of us want that. But anyway, aside from that, we do, as a matter of fact, have some good news. Robert, by the way, thanks so much for buying us a cup of coffee. We appreciate that. Helps things along here. If everybody do that, we would not have a problem keeping everything moving. But here's the thing. If you want a great way to listen to the Power Hour radio show, one-time purchase of equipment and no fee thereafter. That's why we have Rick Satellite Systems. And, of course, you can enter to win a Rick Satellite System giveaway. All you have to do is send us a letter stating why you believe you'd be a good recipient. You can email the letter to support@thepowerhour.com or send by mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Of course, if you live in Missouri, you are calling it Missouri. That way they know you are from there. Because I've heard everybody, you're not around here, are you, when you say Missouri? Well, it's in Missouri. Yep. So, anyway, there's so much happening. We've got some prayer requests to get to this morning as well. And, of course, Power Hour Jay is going to be with us at the top of next hour. Dale Mitchell will be joining us with the Sunair air purifier at the bottom of next hour, talking about improving indoor air quality. So, and that's made in America, by the way. Yeah, we're trying to buy local, get local, all that good stuff. And if you have any questions about the show, or you want to talk to anybody, you can call us at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. That's a toll-free number. You can use the live chat on thepowermall.com if you're shopping by internet online. And, of course, you can send us an email at support@thepowermall.com with any questions. And as far as our phone system and how it operates, if you're calling to order products at the Power Mall, we're open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central, daylight time. If you happen to call and you get an answering machine, it means we're on the line helping somebody else. All you got to do is leave us a voice message. We will call you back. That simple. We also have the New Heavens Harvest Organic Pack that's available at the Power Mall via dropship. So you can order that through the Power Mall. And we've got a spring sale going on right now. 15% off your allergy relief products such as quercetin, 60 count silver mist humidifier additive 12 fluid ounce, oregano juice 12 fluid ounce, Sinu Orega 2 fluid ounce, and probiotics Latero Flora, probiotic and living streams, multi-blend liquid probiotic, and Optivita digestive enzymes. For those of you that like saline rinses, you know, we have some stuff that we're going to be disseminating here on our email blast today. Talks all about quercetin and all the things that you can do as far as your top 9 allergy relief home remedies from Dr. Axe. We have that. And, of course, bromelain, which it's an enzyme you find in pineapples. That's another effective supplement. And that happens to be in a new product that we're carrying called Virex. Virex was designed, and we are selling it, okay? I understand, and I want you to be critical with us here because we're trying to be open-minded about the products we carry. And, yes, it says all natural on the bottle when you look at it. It has stuff that's been made in a lab. Most everything that we sell here has been made in a manufacturing facility, whether it's a lab or, you know, whatever, a warehouse. A lot of the stuff that you read on the back label, you may question. The idea is we took on Virex, and we're trying to be transparent about it, because we want to make sure you understand why it was created. And transparency is the only way we're going to get the message across, because people automatically look into it. It has ascorbic acid. Oh, my God, it's made in China. No. It's made in a lab in New Jersey. And if we don't tell you these things up front, you're going to think we're crooks, and yeah, you're going to get mad. And the reason Virex was created and has proven itself to be effective is for the purposes of those who've gotten a jab. And if you know somebody that has, and they're reaching out trying to figure something out, well, you've got a source for what they claim works. They have some proof of people who have taken it in the hospitals. Instead of being murdered by the death camp, they actually were able to get up and walk out of the hospital after 3 days. And, of course, the loved one had to sneak the Virex into the loved one. Yeah, in the hospital, and get them to take it without the nurses looking, because God knows they're being paid to kill people. I'm sorry. I know that's a blanket statement, but if you look at the number of people that have died in hospitals and what we just went through on the 25th, Saturday, the 25th of this month in San Antonio, with all of those families of victims of hospital homicides and the 15 conditions that we talked about, including starving them, literally the last case I heard about, they cut off their food completely. Oh, they'll be dead. They'll be dead in 2 or 3 days. No food or water. We're just going to let them starve. We'll just kill them here. There's no hope for them. See, the doctor made that unilateral decision that they should just die. We don't need them around here anymore. They're just a drain on the system. You see, doctors try to play God. Well, it's not just, they got help. The help is from the United States government, because the hospital is getting incentivized. Now, how do we know cause of death, COVID-19, and the hospital gets paid a big paycheck? They're incentivized to kill people. I got so many complaints about Sarasota Memorial Hospital that when a friend of mine emailed me and says, I'm sick and I might have to go to SMH, I went, don't you dare. You want to die? They'll find an excuse. So, you know, whatever it is, go see a doctor and forget about this nonsense about going to Sarasota Memorial Hospital. We have doctors, we have attorneys, we got victims that are all complaining. They've complained to the hospital. The board of directors doesn't care. Hospitals are making hand over fist. We'll have Scott Shara on the program again to find out how his lawsuit's going against the hospital in Wisconsin that murdered his daughter, Grace, with Down syndrome. And he wasn't even allowed to be there. Now, his daughter was there watching her sister die because they triple medicated her with sedatives, like morphine. And yeah. Yeah, see, this is what they do when they don't want you to fight and you're in the hospital. Now, imagine, you're an elderly person, you get sick, you go to the hospital, and the next thing you know, they're saying, well, we have to sedate you. We have to put we have to intubate you. And it's like, no, you're not putting me on a ventilator. Next thing you know, they've juiced up some stuff in your IV to make you kind of la-la. And then they tie you down to the bed with what we call a 4-point, In other words, your hands and your feet are tied to the bed so you can't move. Yeah, you can't get up, go to the bathroom. Sorry, you're going to do it right there. Pretty bad. So, you know, we have to warn people about the protocols. This is government-sanctioned protocols. They're called COVID-19 protocols, and they're there for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to create statistics and to make the hospitals rich. Wow. And then you got to ask yourself, why would a government do that? So, by the way, I forgot to mention, we've got the March special going on for the next couple of days where you can save 10% on the Allergies Blessed Water Kit. And we got some links so you can see where we get our sources from for medical information. And as far as becoming a Power Mall affiliate, if you want to make some money, you can do that just by putting our Power Mall logo on your website or get a link from us and send it to all your friends. And then when they shop, you get paid. Nice deal, huh? So we got quite a bit of stuff here covered. Plus, we have the partners tab, too. I forgot that. Also, Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. They are a partner with us because the battles between currency, man-made paper, and gold and silver. Man-made currency, you know, when they can do this, and we've got some stories out of Europe that'll raise the hair on the back of your neck this morning. Man-made currency always leads nations down the path to increase war, greed, and ultimate collapse. So that's why Genesis Gold Group came up with this faith-driven stewardship program with gold and silver, which are integral part of a balanced portfolio. They also handle Genesis Gold IRAs. I know many of you want to hold the precious metal itself. You can do that as well. We also have some other partners like Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, Optivita Hemp Products, the Grow Network, James McCanny Water Filters. Some of you were calling yesterday about the grow systems they have, vertical growing systems, and we're going to try to get James on the show to talk about those. My Pillow, Relax Far Infrared Saunas, and Butterfly Essential Oils, some of our partners. And see, when you click on the partners tab on the website on thepowerhour.com, you're helping to keep Power Hour on the air because each of these partners gives us back some cash in exchange for doing business with you. That's a good thing. We're also all over social media, and of course, we have a Power Hour forum. Once you're approved, you get to share your thoughts and chat with other listeners about show topics, news, and more. So now that we have that cleared up, 12 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., Pope Francis was taken by ambulance to a hospital in Rome yesterday after suffering from alleged respiratory issues. Gee, I wonder what caused that. You don't think he got the jab, do you? Don't know. A lot of people are kind of like down on Pope Francis because of his recent stance on, you know, you should leave the gays alone, you know. The guy's 86 years old. He had been scheduled for an appointment at the Gemelli Polyclinic in Rome, according to the Holy See press office. The Supreme Pontiff had gone to the hospital for some previously scheduled checkups, but now he is in the hospital in Rome. King Charles, you know, see, I told everybody at the, I'm not patting myself on the back here. I'm telling you what I told the people at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, in case you didn't happen to catch the show. I had 15 minutes. I did it in 14 minutes and 50 seconds. But I was describing the Committee of 300, of which King Charles is a part of, and the chairman of the Committee of 300 at the time I showed people was Queen Elizabeth II, and jaws dropped because they didn't think that was the case. Well, King Charles may be in the driver's seat. He's completely aligned with World Economic Forum's two-part Great Reset, first, to create new global economic order, and second, to create humanity 2.0 through what? Genetic editing. Yep. Technocracy News reports transhumanism includes the takeover of DNA of all living things on Earth, including plants and insects. And that means mRNA. That's what they're doing. Reverse transcriptase. I know. Am I over your head this morning? It's okay. This basically is a process where they attack the ACE2 receptors. And, you know, I mean, it could get into the science of this. I'll have to have Judy Mikovits back on the show here at some point in the future to fully explain what is happening now versus what happened then. The pushback on synthetic and lab-grown meat continues as the government of Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has backed legislation that would ban it in Italy. No lab-made meat or other synthetic foods. No, you're not coming in here. It's the bid to preserve the nation's internationally acclaimed cuisine. Yes, buon appetito! Yep, a petition that got over 500,000 signatures made its way to the populist coalition government, expressing strong support for the nation's farmers, the traditional Mediterranean diet of Italy, and to plant the flag firmly against the Great Reset drive to replace real meat with synthetic proteins grown in laboratories.
Yes, I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld a scary sight.
Yeah, remember that song, don't you? God, I'm dating myself again. The EU, meanwhile, is in danger of criminalizing. I like the word they use, the criminalizing. We're going to make a criminal out of you if you use physical cash. We have new anti-money laundering laws in the works. Dr. Gunnar Beck, a representative for the Populist Alternative for Germany party, has warned the EU appears to be pushing for the criminalization. If you spend over 10,000 euros in physical tender as part of a single transaction, now they want to lower the proposed limit to 7,000 euros as part of efforts to clamp down on money laundering and tax dodging, with the bloc, with officials voting also to see crypto transactions paying for goods and services that are valued over 1,000 euros in cryptocurrency to be banned. Banned. They are really clamping down here.
We want to make you all criminals so we can lock you up.
Yep. The UK defense minister kind of like unzipped his fly, figuratively. He appeared to have an unguarded moment yesterday, heaping praise on Sweden for having brought back conscription, saying, yes, we'd like to do the same here in the UK. Conscription, meaning mandatory military service. That, in other words, in U.S. terms, it's the draft. He's expressing an admiration for Sweden and Finland conscripting their young people, which leaves all shared military experience and a high proportion continuing to serve in the reserve forces in their civilian lives. Of course, now, after saying that, his office moved to walk the comments back hours later.
Yes, we sure would like to have conscription come back in the UK.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how many people are going to want to go into a world war? Remember how we got into World War II? We didn't want to fight in World War II. Now, Churchill, everybody else was calling Roosevelt, you know, they were calling him and, well, you have to come in here. And he's saying, no, we're not going to get in the war. And then all of a sudden we got attacked at Pearl Harbor. Gee, what a great excuse to get in World War II, huh? False flag attack. Yeah, he knew. Roosevelt knew. Ugh, but I got to tell you these things. Zelensky, meanwhile, you know that guy, the wannabe porn star that played a piano with his wanker in a TV spot. Well, he says that if the forces in Ukraine are defeated in Bakhmut, despite the narrative that it's strategically unimportant, would result in the international community and a tired Ukrainian public pressuring him to compromise with Russia, which he doesn't want to do. Now, see, we got to keep this going on. We have to keep the war and the financial and military aid coming. We got to drain the United States of all its military resources. We just got to do that. Yep. And if Russia's FSB security service has detained a reporter for the Wall Street Journal today on suspicion of spying for D.C., the most serious public move against a foreign journalist since Russia invaded Ukraine. The journal said the detention of U.S. national Evan Gershkovich was based on false allegations. Of course, worsening already dire relations between Russia and the U.S. Amateur gold digger finds huge nugget worth $160,000 in Australia. Yep. The stone weighed 10.1 pounds, more than half of which is gold, one of the largest finds in recent times. It's amazing. For those of you that want to go see the picture of Darren Camp and what he got, never seen a rock like this before in his life. Yeah, so much for world news today, huh? Well, we got Pope on a rope and, you know, Lord knows what else. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. What's on your mind? Did we lose Sherry? Not hearing Sherry. Okay. The Senate has voted to end. Are you ready for the good news? How about some good news? You want some good news? We'll see how far the good news lasts. The Senate has voted to end the COVID national emergency. This is the United States Senate, by the way. It's not the Politburo. Sometimes we think that's who they really are. They voted to end by a resolution. Resolutions aren't law. 68-23 was the vote total. And they did this yesterday to end the COVID-19 national emergency sooner than scheduled. It was introduced by Paul Gosar of Arizona, passed the House on February 1st, and it now heads to Biden, who's expected to sign it. According to Chucky, the guy with the knife, you know, the clown with the knife, the doll, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, this COVID national emergency was supposed to end on May 11th, and Congress is like, no, we want to terminate it now, a month earlier than scheduled. So we'll see whether Biden signs it or not. Maybe he's got to have another ice cream first. Who knows? Sherry in Kansas, you're back. What's up?
Hey, I heard
Don't
someone
tell me
say.
Lost her again. Goodness.
Pardon?
Moving along. Senate
Hello?
Republican has revealed during a March 28 budget hearing that an internal Department of Justice, that would be DOJ, memo, dissuaded U.S. Marshals from arresting protesters in violation of laws against picketing the homes of judges. Yeah. People want justice to be blind, said freshman Senator Katie Britt from Alabama, who unveiled the findings during a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing. Well, there's a good reason to cut DOJ's funding. Yeah, the memo directly dissuaded agents from making arrests on the basis of Section 1507, instructing them to arrest protesters only as a last resort to protect the justices. Section 1507 explicitly prohibits picketing or parading near the residences of justices or judges in order to influence the outcome of a case. This, of course, came out after Garland fielded questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee on his agency's failure to prosecute those picketing in front of the justices' homes during the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health case. And afterwards, that is against the law, according to, and they're supposed to arrest people to do it, but they didn't do it. So this is your system of justice here in its full corruptness, rearing its ugly head. Sherry, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you now.
Hey, you mentioned the emergency that Congress is trying to cancel. I heard someone who's been looking into the deal with the J6ers, that is one reason they're able to hold those guys the way they are and not, you know, not treat them fairly.
Well, I've heard, because of that emergency. I've heard pros and cons on that. I've heard also that the J6ers, at a certain point in time, can then start coming after the DOJ based on Sixth Amendment violations.
Yeah.
You know, right to speedy trial. Hello.
You talked about the deal in Europe about the money.
Yep.
You know, HSBC, we know that they've been caught laundering money from the drug deals. And I imagine other banks are doing that, too. What are those guys going to do for cash?
That's a good question. What are you talking about, the Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Company?
Oh, yeah, they've been caught. I think others have been caught, too. And I imagine it's going on in Europe, too.
Well, this is one of the reasons why the EU wants to crack down on everything, I would suspect.
Hey, John Friend, who writes for the American Free Press, a few weeks ago, he had an article about a book that came out by a former Pope, the guy who was before this one, Benedict. And he just, it was published posthumously and only in Italian, but I guess he excoriates the present Pope on all this gay stuff, and he talks about, you know, what's going on in the seminaries, too. Had you heard that?
Why am I not surprised?
So,
oh, my gosh. You know, that reminds me of that. Remember the Cheech and Chong bit with the Pope, you know, where the Cheech and Chong are trying to play the Pope and the holiness of the Cheech and Chong record off of Big Bamboo? I was just laughing my butt off when I heard that.
Yeah,
the first
I hadn't seen that. So anyway. All right, Dave.
I appreciate it, Sherry. Thank you. I don't know what we might be having an issue with one of our phone lines this morning. That's one of the reasons why. We've been having some issues there, but glad you chimed in. 844-769-2944 is our toll-free number for those of you who are bold enough to get on the phone and have a conversation with us this morning. The got to talk about the Nashville shooter. Why they can't see, the news media isn't going to leave it alone. Here you thought that, oh, don't worry, in 3 or 4 days it'll all be gone. It'll be swept under the rug and nobody, no. It's gotten legs. It's up and running now. The shooter who killed 6 people, including 3 kids at a Christian private school in Nashville, according to police, planned to strike other targets if she got away with doing that. And they also apparently found a sawed-off shotgun in her house when they were searching at her parents' home. How did her parents miss that? Yeah, well, apparently when you go and you really look hard at all the hiding places, yep, they found a sawed-off shotgun. So, you know, banning assault rifles, man, I'm telling you what, this has just got everybody up in arms. All the woke Hollywoke people are just like, oh, we need to ban assault weapons. And see, it's guns don't kill people. And then you got places like Kennesaw, Georgia, that passed an ordinance mandating every house be armed, and burglaries went down 85%. See, I wonder why. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these messages here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on March 30th, 2023. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us in this segment. One of the things that I want to point out from a comment I made earlier, I'm not walking anything back. I'm still don't like the death camps. And some of you may be feeling like, well, what happens if I have a real emergency and I have to go to the ER? Well, that's one thing. You know, I'm not saying don't go get treated if you have, like, you cut yourself open with a chainsaw and you're profusely bleeding. You know, obviously, we're a little common sense kick in here. I'm talking about if all of a sudden you feel like you're getting sick and your lungs get congested and it's like, oh, maybe I got the flu, or, you know, if you've already had COVID, natural immunity probably is what's protecting you right now. But in case you got jabbed once and now you're living to regret it, you know, this is one of the reasons why we have Byrex and other products, Paratrax and things at the Power Mall. Is so, and, you know, we vetted this stuff. We asked questions, lots and lots of questions, all right? So, you know, that's what Byrex was designed for. Now, the thing about going in the event you think you may have COVID or you're sick, you have an infection, understand that if you are not DNR, you better make sure that they know that. Right out of the gate. And they have bracelets, as a matter of fact, the RememberTheVictimsTexas.org. They have bracelets that you can actually put on. They're not DNR, but see, they said no mRNA jabs, no remdesivir. I mean, that's what it says on the bracelet, allergic to. So technically, that has helped save some people from those protocols. But if you're sick and you go in there, there was a lady we knew, and I'm talking about my wife and I, her mom, she was given her ivermectin. The mother went to the hospital because the doctor recommended it. After she'd been getting ivermectin and was getting better, the doctor still insisted she go to the hospital. Well, what do you think happened? She's dead. Now, we tried to get a patient advocate in there, tried to make suggestions to no avail. They wouldn't let her see her mom. It's like, wow. You know, every single thing I heard about at this convention last Saturday came into fruition, just bounced right back in my head because I hear all this. She ended up dying of sepsis. That's an infection because an actual condition she had was left untreated. They didn't give her antibiotics. They could have cured her, but they didn't. They withheld treatment. That's one of the COVID-19 protocols. Or they give you the wrong stuff. She said, no remdesivir. That's not what the problem is. There's something else going on here. We don't know that they didn't give her remdesivir. Nobody's talking. You see, they're all, it seems like the people that go to the hospital that lose a loved one are all ashamed of themselves. And they're crying on the stand up there testifying about, they took my loved one and I was powerless to do anything. Half of them, you know, I mean, you can be a chronic whiner about it. But you see, the thing is the hospitals have been pretty much given immunity to do whatever in the hell they want. So this is why I'm saying, if you have to go to a hospital, make sure you are documenting every single thing that's going on. Don't go there for a cough. A lot of people, oh, you're coughing. You must have COVID. You need to go to a hospital. And people just brainwashed into the system and think that they should go there. No. Maybe you should, if you know somebody that's having an issue like that, maybe you should turn them on to some of what you know. Maybe they should go shop at the Power Mall and get some Paratrex or some Virex or something. Take some of that. Or they can even email us. And you know, I wish we could sell ivermectin. We can't. There are sources for it. support@thepowerhour.com. You can ask me. I'll tell you where I get mine from. You know, the thing is, you can't be afraid to be emboldened at this point in time because, you know, supposedly we have this national emergency. What a joke. This whole thing was designed to scare the hell out of the population and drive them all to the clinics and the grocery stores and the pharmacies and every other place in America to get a jab, thinking that, oh, this is going to save me. Next thing you know, they got a full-blown case of COVID. Next thing you know, we have people with Bell's palsy and 30 other adverse conditions happening. 220 plus million people could potentially be facing the big kill switch. They got mRNA floating around in their system, graphene oxide floating around in their brain. This is what the doctors are telling us, folks. I'm not sitting here trying to play doom and gloom. But see, if you didn't make God your creator number one, numero uno, in your life, then you get what you get. You want to believe everything your government tells you without question? Well, you get what you get. You want to believe every lie, every word that comes out of the politician's mouth? Next to prostitution, it's the oldest means of making a living. Ask Joe Biden. Now we got a Minnesota train derailment that just happened. They're evacuating. We'll try to get more information. This is a train carrying ethanol up in Raymond, Minnesota. Derailed and caught fire, forcing local residents to evacuate, according to the Communist News Network. Multiple cars on the train caught fire immediately. Officials told people living in nearby homes to get the heck out of Dodge as a precautionary measure. No reported injuries as a result yet. ethanol. Wow. A university professor in Michigan, we told you about this. They have really gone out of their way to make statements that really go against the grain. We're trying to do the right thing in our life, and we have a professor who teaches film and media studies at Wayne State University going on Facebook, expressing his thoughts about free speech on campus. His name is Stephen Shaviro, claiming he does not advocate violating federal and state criminal codes. Nevertheless, he wrote that right-wing speakers deserve death because they are precisely invited by right-wing college groups with the intention to provoke an incident that discredit the left and give more publicly and validation to the reprehensible views they allegedly have. You see the tit for tat going on here? We need to kill all the conservative campus speakers. That's pretty much what the guy is saying. If they're transphobic, racist, homophobic, you know, we have to do more than just shout them down. We need to kill them. Wow. So you see, this is what's wrong with our institutions of higher learning, folks. Free speech, guaranteed by the First Amendment to the Constitution, goes only so far, but when you're out there promoting violence, like going into a crowded theater and yelling fire, when there isn't one, just so you can start a stampede to see how many people get killed in the melee. Yep. According to President Roy Wilson from Wayne State, it is at best morally reprehensible and at worst criminal, adding the matter has been referred to law enforcement for further review and investigation. Yeah, we'll see how far that goes.
Well, nobody got hurt, so we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, I almost did my Homer Simpson. Ivana Trump, remember her? Well, the FBI has newly released documents out revealing they were investigating her in the late 1980s and early 1990s. These documents were obtained by Bloomberg under a Freedom of Information Act. They were heavily redacted. The investigation involved agency assets from Canada and Europe, and based on the information given, there were sources feeding information to agents while the department was procuring data from Ivana Trump's life in Czechoslovakia, her emigration to Canada, and her work status in the U.S. Still don't know what's going on there. But the FBI confirmed nearly 900 pages were located concerning Ivana Trump. Well, good luck prosecuting her. Not around anymore. What are you going to do, dig her up? Put her on the stand like they did Pope Stephen? Yeah, and when Stephen didn't respond because he was just a skeleton sitting on the stand, they jumped on the stand, grabbed him, and dragged him down the street behind a cart until all of his bones busted up, and they took him all and threw him in the Tiber River. Yeah. Some of the foolish things. And our government is wasting our tax dollars doing it. And you see, this is the thing about our dual-purpose justice system. Yeah, two standards. George Soros, meanwhile, has donated $1 million to Wisconsin Democrats ahead of the state Supreme Court election. Yeah, you gotta wonder. Gotta wonder why they're doing it. North Carolina's House, by the way, has overrode Governor Roy Cooper's veto yesterday, ending the state's requirement that law-abiding citizens get a permit from their local sheriff before being able to buy a handgun. Cooper vetoed the legislation to repeal the permit requirement. At the time, he indicated he did it in order to preserve a background check requirement for new handgun buyers. However, Breitbart News pointed out that federal law requires a background check for any gun sold at retail, whether new or used, and background check requirement exists even without North Carolina's permit rule. So the North Carolina House overrode. That's what's significant about it, the Democratic governor's veto. Kansas has become or is set to become the latest state to raise the age for buying tobacco to 21 years of age. That is a move already made by the majority of other states, just so you know. And that includes cigarettes, cigars, and e-cigarettes. Cigarette, cigar, Tipperillo. Yeah, that's 21. Yep, 40 other states in D.C. have already increased the minimum age to buy tobacco products to 21. So don't, you Kansans out there, don't feel like you've been slighted. Kentucky lawmakers, meanwhile, have overridden the veto of the Democratic governor there. That would be Andy Beshear. Yesterday, on a sweeping bill banning transgender surgery on minors and restricting their access to bathrooms of the opposite sex. So they don't get to, well, I'm a girl, so, you know, you're a guy and you claim you're a girl. Got your mother in a whirl. And you claim that you have the right to go into the girls' john. No, you don't. Not according to Kentucky. The Senate voted 29-8 in favor of overriding the veto, followed by the House with a 76-23 vote thereafter. The vote led to a protest within the state capitol as emotions ran high among all the trans activists. Of course, you knew they'd be there. According to Kentucky State Police spokesperson Captain Paul Blanton, 19 people were charged with third-degree criminal trespass after the sergeant of arms sought assistance restoring order. Officers gave him a choice. Each person that got arrested was told, look, just go, or we're going to have to arrest you. They gave him an opportunity to walk out. They did not do that to J6ers. No, but because these are all trans protesters, you see how our system of justice operates? These guys actually were being nice to the protesters and said, look, we're going to give you the option to just walk out of here so we don't have to get crazy on you. And they just kept it up, so 19 people got busted. They were given a choice. It's like, look, you made your point. This is not what the representatives of the Kentucky legislature agreed to. No, they voted to override the veto of the governor. Both houses did. Man, and that strong of a veto? Boy, that sends a message, doesn't it? Why is Andy Beshear, I mean, if he's up for another vote to become governor again, I think that the people of Kentucky need to take the corn cob out and realize that maybe you need a new governor. You know, because if you have this kind of nonsense going on, you have a governor doing one thing and you got both houses of legislature doing another, and then they override the governor. Now, I'm sorry, but you're catering to what, 1% of the population at that? I don't know. You need to take a look at the stats in your state. Now that they're not going to be able to have transgender surgery on minors, all you Kentuckians out there that are confused about your sexual orientation are going to have to go to California. And, of course, we have three barges, one of which was carrying 1,400 tons of toxic methanol, were accidentally released and got stuck in the Ohio River in Louisville, raising concerns for another health hazard for the people in the wider area. A local authority said the accident happened when the three barges, part of a group of 11, escaped from their tugboat after the boat hit a structure at the entrance to the Portland Canal near the river's McAlpine Locks and Dam. The barges are pinned against the lower dam site. So far, we know that there's no evidence of a tank breach or any leaks, and they're monitoring the situation right now. And, of course, we have some commentary in the health section. For those of you that want the iComplex CS capsules, of all of the known carotenoids, only lutein and zeaxanthin cross the blood-retina barrier to form a macular pigment. Lutein is also found in the brain, hinting at its importance for cognitive function. It's also found in green leafy vegetables, egg yolks, and more. Helps form the retinal macular pigment, which is responsible for optimizing your visual performance and serves as a biomarker for the risk of macular diseases like macular degeneration, cataracts, glaucoma, and other eye diseases. That's why we have iComplex CS at the Power Mall for you to order. Ray Kurzweil. Ever heard of that? Kurzweil Keyboards? He's a technocrat and a transhuman who has long predicted the singularity coming into fruition by 2045. Now he's upping his prediction to 2029, just 6 years away, stating the immortality for the living is near and achievable. However, he's personally focused on resurrecting his father, which is a different issue from immortality. Yes, just 8 years away, and we will be immortal. Oh, God. Man, I'm telling you, see, this is what happens when they all want to play God, right? Yes, it's sheer folly, but this is the way a lot of people out there are thinking. They want you to buy into that nonsense. A new study, by the way, as far as the economy is concerned, says that depending on certain market conditions, nearly 200 U.S. banks could be vulnerable to the same fate as Silicon Valley Bank. This is a recent Social Science Research Network study. 186 banks in America could fail if half of their depositors suddenly did a bank run. Researchers formulated a speculative scenario in which each bank experienced a run and concluded that the FDIC, remember that we talked about them on the show before, about insuring deposits, that the FDIC would run out of money. Now, please don't go texting your friends on Facebook or whatever other social media platforms, because likely they're going to argue with you. See, we'll just make more. Remember Jay Leno in the potato chip commercial? Yeah, we'll just make more. Yeah, we'll just print more money. We'll just print more money. They won't run out of money. We'll just keep printing money. And we keep printing money until the money's not worth a dime. This is what happens when you play it in a fiat fractionalized currency system. The U.S. has also unveiled a two-year investigation that detailed the role bank employees had in aiding tax evasion by clients at Credit Suisse, saying they violated a deal on rich clients' tax evasion. They violated the plea agreement with American authorities by failing to report secret offshore accounts that wealthy Americans used to avoid paying taxes, according to U.S. lawmakers, releasing a two-year investigation detailing the role employees at the embattled Swiss bank had in aiding tax evasions by clients. So, you know, this is what happens when you have all this money laundering and junk going on that Sherry was talking about earlier in her phone call to us. Yeah, this is what happens. The banks are right in the middle of it. That's Credit Suisse, too. The IRS, by the way, has announced tax relief for Mississippi residents and businesses impacted by the recent tornadoes and severe storms. You have until July 31st to file your federal individual and business tax returns. Oh, isn't that nice? Wow. In the science and technology area, all this you can read on the email blast, by the way. And for those of you who miss any portion of this show, we replay the show in two-hour segments throughout the entire day on thepowerhour.com. You can click listen now and pick up the show at any point in time, which means 7 to 9, we record. 9 to 11, it's available. 11 to 1, it's available. 1 to 3, it's available. It'll just keep repeating itself until we load the next show. Then it goes to archive, and you can go and scroll and find it in the archive section on thepowerhour.com. That's how you can listen to the show. If you miss it, it's okay. We forgive you. I understand, you know, life happens. We get it. So if you miss it, you can still listen to it. It's fine. Some of you may be in a different time zone that were too early for you, and you haven't even gotten the sleepers out of your eyes yet. And so, yes, you can still hear it 2 hours later. Hyundai and Kia. There's a fix for the vehicle's vulnerability to theft, but it hasn't lessened the pressure on the automaker. 23 states' attorneys general are calling on Hyundai Kia to take swift and comprehensive action to help remedy the crisis of car thefts that it caused due to the company's failure to equip vehicles with anti-theft immobilizers. Thefts accelerated in the middle of last year when a TikTok video showing how easy it is to steal the cars went viral. Thefts, of course, then surged because, hey, look, here's a TikTok video that shows how to break into Hyundais and Kias. Oh, that's going to hurt car sales. Wow. Yep. These cars are now disproportionately targeted by thieves at rates so high some insurers are refusing to insure them. Wow. And a video game featuring a transgender hero who shoots down trans critics, including priests, in order to allow players to unleash their pent-up fury upon gender-critical tyrants with an arsenal of deadly weapons, was published by a trans game developer 2 months before Monday's Shoot 'Em Up at Covenant Christian Academy in Nashville, Tennessee. Turfenstein 3D. The game's name is a play on the pejorative term TERF, or trans-exclusionary radical feminist. Wow. In the meantime, Elon Musk has joined over 1,000 experts calling for a pause on advanced AI development. Isn't that fun? Wow. Haven't even gotten to some of this news out there, but you can read about it in our email blast that we're going to send your way if you subscribe. Power RJ joins us after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.